Hi, my name's Luke Pard. Welcome to the latest Plymouth Labour audio boo. I'm recording this in Liskard, where today I've been at a Labour South West Movement for Change training session about community organising. Now, there's been a big debate in the Labour Party recently about whether we should be focusing on banging on doors, getting voter intentions from people, or whether we should be doing community organising campaigns. Thankfully, the debate's coming to an end because they've realised what we've known in Plymouth Labour for a very long time, that you both need to be campaigning on the doorsteps and we need to be campaigning in communities. And today's training session really helps kind of flesh out what we should be doing, you know, to really professionalise that community organising that we're already doing. And, you know, one of our volunteers from Plymouth Moorview CLP, John Shillibeer, has been with us today. John, it's your first training session about community organising. You know, what's the kind of stuff you've learned today?
Basically, everything we're doing in Plymouth seems to be the right approach. A lot of things that have come up today echo the fact that we are doing things correctly. And through group discussions or whole room participation, a lot of these things have proved that we are doing it right. And I think with our help going down into Cornwall with our local elections, hopefully we can get some more Labour councillors that will help Jude, as she is the only one there at the moment.
That's right. And John, you know, some of the issues we've been talking about today is instead of saying to people, right, you've got a problem with parking, let's go away and solve it. It's by saying, right, if there's a problem locally about parking, how can we solve it together? Now, that's a bit of a change for some people in the Labour Party who think they should do things for people rather than do things with people. Do you think that's something that we can take on in the way that we work?
Yes, we're doing it from the opposite direction now. We're coming back to them, asking them what they can do. And then we'll try to get them to say, right, you've got that problem. There are other people there. Get them to come along with you.
Yeah.
And then that doubles the people concerned. And then get those people to bring two of their friends with the same problems along. Yeah. And right away, we have more people who are willing to go out. And if we can get them leafleting, or even banging on doors, talking to people.
That's great. I mean, John, you're a relatively new volunteer, aren't you? You've only been active properly in the last year locally.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the kind of thing that motivated you to get involved with the Labour Party in Plymouth?
The people that I met, the commitment that they had. I suppose I'm fortunate I come from one of the better wards of Plymouth, i.e. Southway, where...
That's fighting talk, isn't it, between wards?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, we are the best, aren't we? Who got the registered supporters. No, I'm fortunate that the people there are very committed and will get out and do the job of, you know, leafleting, knocking on doors. And
well, one of the
as we proved, we've, you know, the last local elections, we got an excellent Labour councillor in.
You did.
That swept the swept the floor.
Yeah, well, one of the lessons we've learned from today's organising session is, you know, how we can use our own experiences and our own kind of narrative, our own stories to share with other people, to other people to share their views with us. And we'll be taking this kind of training session back to share with comrades at Plymouth Labour Party. Strong knowledge that actually what we're doing is the basics right. We can now take what we've learned from here today with what we're already doing and really turn it into an election-winning formula that gets problems solved for people at the local level and gets more people involved with the campaigns. I mean, if you want to get more involved with what we're doing, you can have a look at facebook.com/PlymouthLabour or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PlymouthLabour. Thanks very much.